So I got a comment on a recent video of mine asking me to rank every single burst style weapon in Fortnite history, and I'll put that comment on the screen now, and thank you to whoever commented that. But I actually thought that that was a really good idea, so today we are going to rank every single burst weapon in Fortnite history from worst to best. And I should preface at the beginning of this video that different weapon models will be ranked separately. So for example, the Chapter 2 gray through blue burst is in a different category than the purple and gold version of that same weapon, otherwise known as the AUG, because they have two different weapon models. I don't really think I have to explain what a burst weapon is, and if you guys do go on to enjoy this video, be sure to leave it a like, and continue to comment video ideas down below, because I do read every single one of them, and who knows, your idea may be featured in a coming video. Be sure to use code TIEFRIES in the Fortnite item shop if you'd like to support the work that I do here on YouTube, and yeah, let's just get right into this. Starting at the number 16 spot, what I believe to be the worst burst weapon ever, that is the Primal Pistol. And thank God I finally get the chance to rip on Chapter 2 Season 6. I've been cutting it some slack recently, but not today. This is not only one of the worst burst weapons of all time, it's actually one of the worst weapons of all time in my opinion. Look, a 2-round burst pistol was just never necessary, and this weapon unfortunately falls victim to basically every Chapter 2 Season 6 weapon, and that's just their accuracy, right? The Primal Pistol is incredibly inaccurate. Good luck hitting anybody past like 50 meters with both shots. It's just never gonna happen. There's really no time when you should ever use this. At close range, just use an SMG. At mid range, use an AR. And at long range, use a bow or a sniper. I don't see why you would ever use the pistol in any of those scenarios. It is really, really bad. And I don't think there's any surprises that it was here at the bottom of the list. At the number 15 spot is the Burst Quad Launcher. And if you don't remember, which I wouldn't blame you for not remembering because I kind of forgot this thing existed too, it is the exotic version of the Quad Launcher. And similarly to the Primal Pistol, I just don't see why we ever needed a burst explosive weapon. If I remember correctly, this thing shot a burst of 2 rockets every time you pulled the trigger. And I guess with the Primal Pistol, it's like, it's not good in any scenario, but with the Burst Quad Launcher, I could see it being useful in very niche situations. You can still apply really good pressure, and if you sneak a rocket or two in somebody's box, you could do some really good damage. Unfortunately, there are just 14 better burst weapons ahead of it. And one of those weapons at the number 14 spot is the Primal Shotgun. And this one kind of needs some explaining, because there was a point in time when the Primal Shotgun was one of the best shotguns of all time. At the beginning of Chapter 2 Season 6, this thing was absolutely dominant. It was the go-to shotgun. The mythic version was unbelievable. I mean, I can't even explain to you how strong this thing was, but it very quickly got nerfed. And boy, did they seriously nerf it. I mean, they just killed this thing. After its launch, they reduced the fire rate from 3.7 to 3.3. They also reduced the damage by 10, right? So it was originally doing 57, 60, 63, and 66 damage in, of course, the respective rarities, now just down to 47, 50, 52, and 55, so even more than 10 damage in the higher rarities. This would be slightly changed in Chapter 3 Season 2. They increased the damage by 5 damage points per rarity. I don't know, this weapon feels very clunky to me. When you hipfire it, the spread is just so big that if you are not directly in front of their face, you're going to be hitting for like 20 or 30 damage. But it does have different stats when you aim down sights, and it is a lot better when you aim down sights, but I mean, how often with a shotgun do you really do that? Not that many. But at the number 13 spot is another burst shotgun that I think just beats out the Primal Shotgun. That is the Two Shot. And I'm telling you, there is always a fan club of people in my comment sections telling me how the Two Shot shotgun is absolutely incredible, it's underrated, and it's fantastic in the right hands. Look, I just could never get around to liking the Two Shot shotgun. I always took the Prime Shotgun over it every single time. It just feels so clunky, similar to the Primal Shotgun. I just don't think burst shotguns should ever exist. Now look, the pellet spread is a lot tighter than that of the Primal Shotgun, so if you are at a semi-close distance and you do hit both shots, you can easily do 150, 160 damage. But, I mean, when I remember using it, that was not the case. I was hitting for like 40s with this thing. It was just not for me, I'll be honest with you. At the number 12 spot is the Burst Pulse Rifle. This is the exotic version of the Pulse Rifle. And honestly, if you are a newer player to the game, you may not have ever even known this existed. I mean, it was added in Chapter 2 Season 7 and then immediately removed in Chapter 2 2, Season 8, and to my knowledge, it hasn't been in the game since. I mean, I don't know, it's okay, but the big problem is this thing is painfully slow. And the DPS is extremely low on this thing. Now, take that with a grain of salt, because burst weapons are obviously going to have a lower DPS, but for a hipfire, it is 126 DPS, but for ADS, it is only 94.5 DPS. That is pretty brutal for an assault rifle. Of course, if you know anything about the pulse rifle, there are different stats for the fire rate and the damage when you hipfire an ADS. It has double the fire rate when you hipfire it, and it has 15 more damage when you ADS, which is crazy. It can be good. I'm not saying that it's a bad rifle. The gameplay will show just how strong it is, but again, it is very, very clunky. I would have taken a regular assault rifle every day over this thing, and not to mention that you could only find it from one NPC, and it costs 500 gold. Again, just another exotic weapon that I did not like. At the number 11 spot is the Burst SMG, but specifically the white one, the one from Chapter 1. This weapon kind of goes forgotten about, just like a lot of the weapons at the bottom of this list, and that's because it was added at the end of Chapter 1. I have talked a lot about this weapon, it feels like, so I'll keep this one short and sweet, but I mean, let's be real, I think we have seen two better Burst SMGs, and it is really that simple. There have just been better Burst SMGs in the game, this one falls to the bottom. The Thunder Burst SMG is just this SMG absolutely on crack, just beefed up. This weapon had low damage and such high recoil, that is never a great combo, and you're better off just taking mostly every single SMG over this thing. But speaking about Burst SMGs, at the number 10 spot is the Scoped Burst SMG, and yeah, this is going to include the Mythic Thorns Scoped Burst SMG. Look, like, I don't think anybody was sitting here begging, asking for a Scoped Burst SMG. Like, those two don't really go together, and you really don't even use it like an SMG. This thing is incredibly accurate, and you're almost better off using it as a replacement for your assault rifle than you are using it as a close range SMG. And it is really unique for that, because there aren't many SMGs that I can say that for. It is actually really satisfying to use, it's accurate, but I feel like it just got outclassed by so many different weapons in that season. I mean, again, in my mind, just take a twin mag AR every single time over this thing. You don't even need to have an SMG in that season. But I will say this thing is pretty decent. At the number 9 spot is the Chapter 1 FAMAS. That burst assault rifle, people 100% forgot exist. I bet half of you watching this video forgot about this weapon. And this was meant to be the purple and legendary version of the burst assault rifle in the early seasons of Fortnite. I believe this thing was introduced in season 4, but it was barely in the game. And I was even debating on whether I should put this weapon on the list, because of course we have seen this exact same weapon model come back in Chapter 2 in its gray through blue rarity. And this weapon isn't necessarily bad, right? I mean, it does 32 and 33 damage respectively. So if you are able to hit those first three bullets in a round, you can do 100 damage. But honestly, I couldn't put it any higher just because it's barely used. I mean, the SCAR was just so dominant in those early seasons as the purple and legendary AR that there was no way in hell you were ever going to take this weapon over a SCAR. Anyways, at the number 8 spot is the Evochrome Burst Assault Rifle, and let me tell you, this thing was really hard to rank, because in its early rarities, this weapon is atrocious. I mean, never touch this thing in like a green or even a blue rarity. But as soon as you start to get into that like purple legendary and even mythic, and this spot will include Herald's Mythic Burst Assault Rifle, it just becomes absolutely dominant in those high rarities. It was really satisfying to use, but again, like I said, in those early rarities, this thing is really, really bad. But I will say, I do love how the Evochrome weapons really incentivize you to go out and do damage to players. And the fact that you were rewarded, right, for going out and doing damage and killing players is such a good mechanic, and I wish that they would bring this back. And especially in that Mythic version, honestly, Herald's Burst Assault Rifle, that Mythic is incredible. It is one of the best assault rifles of all time. I would actually go on a limb and say that. And I even believe that just the regular Mythic Evochrome actually has the same stats as Herald's, but this weapon really excelled if you were a really good player, because of course you were just going to go out, frag, go kill everybody, and just auto have a legendary or Mythic rarity by the end of the game. At the number 7 spot is the Burst AR from Chapter 1, and I think some people are going to be angry at me. I think that there might be a little bit of nostalgia talking, because I remember getting a gray burst from the chest, dude. Throw that thing off the map, get it out the game. The gray burst from Chapter 1 is atrocious, and I feel like it would drop out of every single chest. With that being said, I honestly feel like the blue burst just carries it all the way up to number 7 here. I mean, of course, in the early seasons, this thing was absolutely broken, but once they added damage fall off and they nerfed that damage multiplier on headshots, it kind of came down to earth. But I do know a lot of people who took this blue burst, especially over the scar, but in the common and green rarities, this thing is pretty pitiful. I wouldn't recommend taking it. But everybody knows, man, that blue burst is special. At the number 6 spot is just the regular burst assault rifle from Chapter 2. And this thing got a critical change in Chapter 2 Season 3, which I believe made it a lot better than it was. And that is that they changed the burst from 3 rounds to 2 rounds, which is massive. Because normally you really wouldn't even land that third shot anyways, because the bloom would just take it in any direction. So instead of that third round just kind of going anywhere, a 2 round burst made it so that you would hit the first 2 shots, and then that first shot accuracy would reset for the next first shot, which would normally have been the third shot, if that makes any sense. A little bit confusing, I know, but with this change came a damage increase by 4. That is a massive damage buff for an assault rifle. I think it's a solid weapon. I'm not going to go out here and say that it's the best assault rifle or best burst weapon we've ever seen, but it's absolutely far from the worst. It is extremely usable in the right hands. At the number 5 spot is the Striker Burst Rifle, and this also includes Sloan Striker Burst, which basically had almost identical stats to just the regular Mythic Striker Burst Rifle. Of course, that version of Sloan's is the one from Chapter 3, Season 2. I mean, there is literally 2 Mythic Sloan's Burst Assault Rifles. It's really weird. And I remember the Striker Burst being like the dominant AR, especially in Zero build. If I remember correctly, in these early seasons of Chapter 3, it was like the Striker and the Hammer. And look, I'll be honest with you, I did not use the Striker Burst that often, but I can acknowledge the fact that it was really popular and really, really good in the right hands, especially because of that scope. With almost all the burst weapons that I've discussed previously in this video, excluding the scope burst SMG, of course, most of these weapons don't have scopes, and that hurts a burst weapon because, of course, with a burst, you want pristine accuracy. And that is absolutely what you got with this scope and with the Striker Burst Assault Rifle. It's a really solid weapon, and I know a lot of people were huge fans, so here it is, pretty high on the list in my opinion. And at the number 4 spot is actually the purple and legendary version of the Chapter 2 Burst Assault Rifle. Many of you probably just know it as the AUG. And I'll be honest with you, there was a time, specifically in Chapter 2 Season 2, when this was my go-to AR. I was taking it over a SCAR, guaranteed, no question about it. And this weapon was also part of the change of burst weapons, going from a 3 round burst to a 2 round burst. And I think this thing especially really flourished in Chapter 2 Season 2 with controller players because of how insane the aim assist was that season. There is a clip of Booga just getting absolutely eviscerated out of the air by Nick Merckx at the agency using the AUG. I mean, he just one bursts him. That's it. He just one taps him. It is actually one of my favorite assault rifles of all time. I honestly had expected to put it higher on this list, but I just think that there are 3 better burst weapons. And one of those 3 better weapons at the number 3 spot is Ocean's Burst Assault Rifle, the Mythic AUG, essentially. And let me tell you something, this thing at its peak in Chapter 2 Season 3 was a beefy boy, 39 damage. That is insane, 39 damage a bullet for a burst weapon. I mean, think about that. We were just talking about the FAMAS and how it was doing 32 to 33 damage. This thing is doing 39. Of course, that is because it is a mythic weapon and there's only one of them on the map, so really hard to get. And man, I'm telling you, if this thing was in the game now, it would be the absolute dominant AR. Think about it. This is a hit scan weapon we're talking about as well. This is not like those weird bloom non-hit scan weapons we see in Chapter 5. This thing was crazy. In the right hands, I think, honestly, it's one of the best weapons of all time. But somehow, some way, there are 2 better burst weapons ahead of it. At the number 2 spot is the Thunderburst SMG from Chapter 5. And yeah, look, I don't have to talk about this weapon a lot. You guys have all been playing Chapter 5 just as I have. The Thunderburst SMG has remained the dominant weapon through the entire chapter, really. If you watch any pro gameplay, if you watch any no builds player, any builds player, anybody that's half decent at this game, they're all carrying the Thunderburst SMG with a laser on it. When you get that laser that gives you the 100% accuracy, no bloom hipfire, I mean, that thing is insane. It is clearly the best weapon in all of Chapter 5. It ran Season 1, it ran Season 2, and it's pretty much running its course in Season 3. The big thing here is the damage and DPS. Remember when we were talking about the exotic pulse rifle and how that thing had a 95 DPS? Well, this thing in a legendary version has 195 DPS. That's higher than most assault rifles even. It's got an extremely high fire rate at 6.63. I mean, I really don't know what else to say about this thing. It's dominant, it's insane, but there is one better weapon. And that weapon at the number 1 spot is Sloan's Burst Assault Rifle from Chapter 2 Season 8. That is the mythic version of the Chapter 2 Burst AR. Not to be mistaken with Sloan Striker Burst, which was in Chapter 3 Season 2. Yes, one is Sloan Striker Burst, one is Sloan's Burst Assault Rifle. They both are mythic, they look the exact same, but they are different weapons and have different stats. This was a two-round Burst Assault Rifle, just like some of the other weapons we've seen on this list, but the fire rate is really what makes it stand out, and that first shot accuracy. If you had this thing in Chapter 2 Season 8, especially in No Build, you were just gonna run the lobby. This is another Burst Assault Rifle that was doing almost 40 damage, I think 39 to be exact. I mean, everything about this weapon was dominant, and yes, while it does have a lower DPS than the Thunder Burst, which was at the number 2 spot, I just think that this thing was irreplaceable in Chapter 2 Season 8 in your loadout. If you got this thing in your hands, just take it every time. I think you could have potentially put the Thunder Burst here, but I think this weapon has a great case to be the best burst weapon ever. And yeah, that's the case that I'm making here. I think this is the best burst weapon in Fortnite's history. All right, well, if you guys enjoyed this video, let me know in the comment section below. Leave this video a like. Thank you for commenting this video idea. And again, comment video ideas that you would like to see next. And if there are a lot of the same comments, I'll do it. I really hope you guys enjoyed this video. Let me know if you continue to enjoy this style of content, because as long as you guys keep viewing it, I will keep posting it. Let me know what you thought about this list in the comments below, and I will catch you guys in the next one. Peace.